Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Can you help me, please? Raise your voice and honor the name of Jesus. Sida kababa shada, shada bana bo shada ba kota ba. Gizi baba ba tora antira kaba. Raba bada ba sala ba shada koka. Zanda da ba shada da da ba haya. Zia hada ba hadororo varabash. Gibada ba hanterere. Lift it up, parabazira ando. Zabadedehe, Rabadabahashana, Zandedehe, Maharia Anterede, Kadalana Basha, Paribaria Askira Anterede. Ah, Kurabadabara. Somebody lift your voice up. Win through it. Kabarebo Sharaba. Kibaraba Anterene. Sua Antere Barada. Kabarebahare Antere. Shadabaraba Anterene. Zaria Antala Barada. Kabaraba Antala Barada. Sandere Parabara Baharia Antalara Kabada Baharia Andolos Rabada Bahashalaba Antere Can you raise your two hands unto the Lord? Father, we honor you for your favor. I thank you for the life of everybody that is in this place. I bless you for the people that have joined this service by technology. We give you the praise that your presence is at work. We humble ourselves before you. That everybody's life is in your hands. And that there is nobody like you. You sit enthroned in a cherubim of glory. You are God by yourself. You don't need the help of anybody to be God. There are 8 billion people on the face of the earth. Nobody sleeps hungry. You have a way of taking care of even animals. Thank you for your grace. We bless you for the air that we breathe. For the life that you have given us. I bless you in the name of Jesus. This morning I'm asking the gift of eternal life. Sweet Holy Spirit, work on us. Give us the sense that we are still men and women under construction. You are still working on us. We are clay in your hands. You are the potter. You choose to do what you want to do with us. We're asking you for help. Teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts unto wisdom. Make us know our end. Make us to understand that we are pilgrims and strangers. We are just passing through so that we can rid ourselves of wickedness. We can take ourselves out of darkness. We can get ourselves out of the madness and the corruption of this world. Help us to be able to escape for our souls. As you come quickly and your reward is with you to give unto every man according to their works. Help us this morning. I rebuke demonic presence. I come against every demonic networking dealings of the enemy. I subdue In the name of Jesus, I liberate your people from every demonic oppression and obsession in Jesus' precious name. Have your way. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. Recall the sentence, please. Clap your hands unto God. Hallelujah. Whilst we are also standing, I would love to read to you our foundation scripture. The Bible said in John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we have come to see Jesus. I've been read you that. Allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke 21, 34. Can you push my microphone out, please? Luke 21, 34 to 36. The Bible said, take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, the Bible said, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. But before you take your seats, can I solicit your attention as I read again Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 19. I'm trying to put a summation or an end to this particular series in the next two Sundays, if God blesses us with it. Matthew the 16th chapter, the 19th verse, the Bible said, I will give unto you keys of the kingdom. Or I will give the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you will loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Say good amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Good morning to all our audience that are on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. Also, let me greet everybody that is on GN Amansam Television, and also salute all our friends that have come online on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. I'm starting very slow this morning. Don't worry, we'll pick up in a minute. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Truly, all of you are looking amazing. Give God the glory. Today is Thanksgiving, especially for 23 days of our fasting and praying. We started the fast, I think, in January when we began from the second week. We started from, I think, the 9th, and we pushed it to the 31st of January. I want to use the opportunity to thank God for the lives of all these great men and women of God that came through this house to be a blessing unto God's people. Let me thank God for Reverend George Nati, Prophet Job Edo, Prophet Frederick Danso, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai, Prophet Steve Amuako, Reverend Jerry Peno, Dr. Justice Avevo, Prophet Love Papo, Reverend Emmanuel Samba, Apostle Isaac Appiah, and Apostle Jeffrey Quason, myself and my daddy, we are grateful to all of you so very much. Thank you. On behalf of this great house, We send God's blessings to all of you for the love you exhibited. If somebody is ministering out of their heart, you can tell. You can easily tell that this person is ministering out of their heart, out of love. And, you know, so we want to thank God for you immensely, immensely. The Lord bless you so very much. Let me also use the opportunity to thank God for my mother, Dr. Christy Doteta, that all through this 23 days, Mama was on her knees, evidently praying for us. And every evening, she joined us by the grace of God in fellowshipping online. Thank you so much, Mommy. The Lord bless you richly. I was at a memorial service two Fridays ago, and I met my father, Reverend Steve Mensah. First thing he asked me, how is the run? I said, which run, Papa? He said, which run again? There is only one run. How is the run 2023? I didn't know that my father was also following the run. Thank you very much. I salute you. My father, Reverend Stanley Mensah, called immediately we finished, and he said, how did it go? I said, wow, I can't believe. So Reverend Stephen Stanley, thank you. We are so grateful. Say amen. I was speaking to you that Jesus started his presentation and by saying that the kingdom of keys. And he was saying that the first key of the kingdom, which is Mark chapter 9, verse number 29, he said, this kind cometh not or goeth not by nothing except for prayer and fasting, or except by prayer and fasting. So Jesus has outlined the key of fasting and prayer as the first key of the kingdom of God. That if somebody becomes born again, a child of God, sanctified in the Holy Spirit, that person comes to a very wonderful form. Say amen. Let's welcome Evangelist Michaelina to the house. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. So let's say that I use my kitchen key to try to open my bedroom door. I will be standing by the lock for a very long time. The reason is because it will not open. Say amen. It will not open. It will never come up. And therefore, he was trying to help us opening the right doors with the right keys. And then I said the second key that he was talking to us about is a seed, the power of a seed. John chapter 12, verses number 24. John 12, he said, except a corn of wheat or a seed of grain falls to the ground and dies, abideth alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. So Jesus was talking to us on the cause of how a person can secure their future by a power of a seed. Every fruit begins with a seed. There is nobody sitting here that is going to be able to fly or climb or ascend to the heights and the hills without the power of a seed. This is why we teach you the concept of first fruit. This Sunday was supposed to be our first fruit Sunday, teaching God's people that the first and best, you know, of the year belongs to God. But I'm going to take my time to teach, you know, the principles of first fruit in God's word, and so that we can take it to 1 month time by the close of February, because teaching can open your eyes. Maybe let me put it in a different way. Teaching can make blindness dissipate. The right teaching will make people, the blindness of your eyes will just dissipate. It will just leave you. Yeah. I mean, there are so many forms of blindness that have crept people. The blindness that have, you know, the Bible said that the God of this world have blinded the eyes of them that they should not see the eternal gospel. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. You know, he said the God of this world have blinded the eyes that they should not, you know, see. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Not part of my notes, you know. So this is a form of blindness. A person can be in the house of God and still be blind. A preacher can be in the pulpit and still be blind. Blindness is a predicament, a disease. Just like ignorance. Ignorance is a form of blindness. I said ignorance is more powerful than HIV/AIDS. Ignorance is more powerful than any disease that have ever hit the earth. Ubiyari ignorance, I'm telling you, they are really, really blind. So blindness have blinded a lot of people. And so teaching can be able to open your eyes to make you see. And so Apostle Paul, when he was writing, he talked about that your eyes will be enlightened, that the blindness will leave. Teaching will be able to do that. See, that's what Jesus was saying in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19. He was talking about the concept. He said, go ye into all the earth and teach all nations. Teach them. Bring them to the place of teacher. Bring them to the place of teacher. You know, make them know. Go ye, the Bible said, into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. In the 20th verse, he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even from now unto the end of the world. Teach them. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in the Christ will not perish. That is the substratum or the basis, the foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Teach them, yeah, that when they come to the light will illuminate. And so in the concept of John chapter 3 verse 17, he made a submission in the 17th verse. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through the Son of God shall be saved. In the 18th verse, I loved it so much. He said, he that believes in Jesus is not condemned, but he does not believe in him is already condemned. The Bible said very clearly. In the next verse, he said, interestingly, he said, this rather is a condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men, they love darkness. They don't like darkness. They love. This is why they sit in church, but they can cast a spell on you. Oba, sorry, but Obe towe drew. Ode ni kuru munsu obu udia. Because they are still blind. And so when he says that, I'll give you pastors after my own heart, and they shall feed you. The word feed is the same word teach. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. They will feed you with knowledge. Feed you with knowledge and understanding. The preaching of the gospel and of the word, the preaching of Christ, is supposed to bring you to the place of knowledge and understanding. Sorry, 1 year. Now I better abandon this. Christ. You have not known him. You have not discovered him. You don't have any relationship with Christ. So he brings us to, you know, bring them to that particular place. The moment you mention seed, the people feel that the preacher wants their money. The moment you mention offering, the devil knows that the moment that a grain of seed falls to the ground and dies, the breakthrough of generations is born. Therefore, he will make sure that the moment they mention seed, your mind goes crazy, your spirit is distracted. Immediately, doubt comes into your heart, and they doubt the gospel and the things of God, and they go like, I That's what will be missing. Sometimes I sit and I'm asking questions like, "Who's he can a yes say? Who's he can a yes say?" I'm asking very real question, reality. Mama comfort. If somebody says, "You know, I'm a person who did missing, me be such a sickano a yeah," I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. COVID fans are African leaders said, "Deep. We are not thinking about that. Nobody even talks about it." Bah! When people give offerings, when the church builds a very big facility and God's people have got it and they worship the king, immediately the world goes mad. Of course, man. As far as they are small, they keep themselves in a small, you know, group of people. The world is fine. It's okay. Let them do their hallelujah in a corner. It's fine. But the moment they begin to confront the world with the gospel, the moment Christ is preached properly and appropriately, instantly, the devil goes mad. So Jesus is saying that before you can, you know, enjoy the benefits of the kingdom, you will have to discover the keys. The keys will have to come into your hand. You will have to open the doors. The kingdom has mysteries, and before you can go into the mysteries of the spirit and know the dimensions, the paradigms of God, you need the keys to open up the facilities. And so a seed, I can plant a seed for my children and that seed will speak for them for generations. Number three, I said to you that truth is a key. Truth is a key. And so Jesus was speaking in John chapter 17, verse 17. He says, "Sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth." John chapter 3 and verse number 32, the Bible said, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will liberate you." John chapter 8 and verse 32. "You will discover the truth, and the truth will liberate or emancipate you." Then we were building up. As a matter of fact, I took it into last week. Whilst I was speaking to you on number four, I spoke to the F5 on number five. So let me put it all together. Number four, Jesus said, "He that have ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." It is a key. Matthew chapter 13, verse 9. It's a key. Be careful. Be very careful. I mean, tear, then grow four, you know, are digging people out. I had the shock of my life. Generally, last year, a young man called, you know, the ministry's phone, said, "Can I speak to the prophet?" You know, they handed the phone over to me. This young man was saying, "I'm the chief editor of this so-so-and-so newspaper. I am just calling because I'm a Christian and I need you to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you." Attention, Kofi Odru, pay attention. He said, "This meeting was conducted. You are on a high radar. You are on alert. Every move of yours is being monitored." Then this guy started mentioning, "You live at this number of house. For you to know what I'm saying is true. You drive this number of cars. This color and that color. This one came into this country at that time. That one came into this country at that time. This one, you paid duty, this amount of money on that car. This one, you paid this amount of duty. We have dug you out, totally dug you out. That if any of your cars had no duty, by now, you would not be screaming. You will not be screaming. Pay attention." He said, "They have sent people to you. They follow you everywhere. Be careful. They even know where you go at any point of any day. Be careful." He said, "I am a Christian. I don't want you to fall in their trap. Be very careful." We traveled to Akosombo for a vacation. When the moment we arrived at Akosombo, I got a call the next morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. I didn't tell anybody we were traveling out of Accra. Not even my biological mother. Every time I'm traveling, you know, because if she's looking for me, I'm the only sibling here, so she can be able to get hold of me. I didn't even tell her. 6 o'clock in the morning. And somebody will say, well, your GPSs are on everybody. My locations on phones and gadgets are always off. I received a call from an anonymous officer of the law. Said, Papa, is that you? I said, yes. He said, according to our records, your car is parked at Akosombo. Be careful! Be very careful. I'm telling you, this is where I tell the people, be careful what you say, what when you say it, who you talk to, where you go to, what you eat, where you sleep. Be careful the life you are leading now, because it is going to come like a ripple effect, like a beast hunting you. When you are looking for a reputable position, the girl you impregnated when you were going to school will surface and would degrade and malign you. So be careful the decisions you are making now, because the people watching are many, not only God. Be very careful. You'll be a Timia Puli, somebody's, you know, details. Details! Land documents, you know, personal ID documents. You are sleeping! Be very careful. And sometimes, what you're going to say, we'll go with them. And oftentimes, even with a goodwill, you are sharing the testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. In our morning devotion this morning, Jesus warned and commanded them, do not tell everybody of this miracle that has happened. And in our devotion, we ended up saying that it is not everything we communicate. Learn how to shut. Learn how! Unsanu shim 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 shim. I need you. If I were you, this your project, nobody would know about it, including everybody, until it is done. Who see the new lintel? What the crowd call round? Aha na masa subewo. Aha na mei. Any man wants to die, I keep seeing you. I'm not shocked. Be careful! It's a key. Wouldn't you mean yes or nante? I'm winning in a room. Jiwanita! Be careful! Because the person that is born again is circumspect. The person, Jesus said, if a man wants to come after me, let him deny himself. That word deny himself, let him rid himself of selfishness, self-centeredness, self-aggrandizement, and then let him carry his cross and come and follow me. And then the Bible said, he that puts his hand to a plow looking back is not worthy, is not worthy to be my disciple. In other words, when we put our hands to the plow, you can't look back. Wouldn't mean go to chat 2-3 bottles. Wouldn't mean go obra phone can kind fee ni mo. If you know, you cannot go back to it. You cannot go back to your excrement. I'm talking to the wise only. Therefore, be very careful. Be careful. Every Sunday we read it, because Luke chapter 21, verses number 34. First word, be careful. Be careful! She. I think it's Philippians chapter 3 verse 2. Paul was also talking about something like that. Philippians, the third chapter. He said, beware of dogs. Dogs!
read this in a different version very quickly. In this version, the Bible is saying, watch out for those dogs. In another version, he's saying, uses another, watch out for those evil things. You know, another version, look at it. He said, stay clear of barking dogs. When you travel abroad in Europe, America, and in England, you know, when the train is about to move, he says, stay clear of the doors. Stay away. The doors are about to close, so stay clear.
Watch out
about the door. Interesting. And then Jesus was saying, the door, key number five. He mentions something that, you know, intrigues us very, very interestingly. Mark chapter 12, verse number 24 is there. Mark 12, 24. Jesus said, you err because you do not know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God.
That means
the scriptures and the power of God is a key. The scriptures and the power of God is a key. Let me give you key number five. Number five or six? Number five or six? Number six. Key number six. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 19. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible says, as many as I love, I rebuke. This is a key. Godly rebuke. Write it down. Godly rebuke. You are like a city without walls. You are like a car, a fast car without brakes.
Everybody here,
I'm telling you, to say you can't watch yourself. And watch yourself is not always something that enthuses people and excites people.
The gospel
is not always jumping around and throwing money on the altar.
The gospel sometimes rebukes you sharply. Sharply.
But I realize that
sharply,
the people do not want rebuke. It's a natural tendency. Would your Bible defy none himself, mommy, but you avoid your mother?
But a dear woman, me, I know.
Hey, you're going to mouth. Oh, that's what I'm going to them. What do you want to be? What do I'm them?
You still reside
under the roof of your mother, and you have the audacity to bring a woman to sleep overnight in your mother's house. I hope one son, you are yes, yes.
Somebody is paying your bills and you have the audacity to be sleeping with a woman
under your mother's roof. You don't have the discipline to pay any bill.
This
is why many people don't want preaching in a church like this. Jesus is saying, this letter he wrote, he said,
do I
me do woman no. Come on, put it in my language. In my language, the Bible said very clear. Do do I me do no me you want a thing.
Make sure I saw me you want a thing.
Exactly the words that he used in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. Me show when you come on the Christ or Yeshua, we be buati asifone he ufa thing na huye ene na hini enema. The Bible said in verse number 2. Attain, you are my tankete.
Sharply rebuke them.
There are so many things going on in the body of Christ right now that immediately requires a sharp rebuke.
And yes, sir, the people
will feel it's normal.
It's not
normal. Number one. A preacher cannot marry two women. I am going to stand here, put the camera here, and let me address few things. Let this nonsense that have come into the body of Christ and the madness that have come into the body of Christ, for the preacher to stand in the pulpit and say that I have made a baby out of wedlock. What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of nonsense is that? I'm telling you, that is not a church, that is a shrine. You are not a preacher. You are a witch doctor. You are an astrologer, a palm reader. You are a fetish. I said you are a fetish. I come here and I'm going to use the opportunity as a gatekeeper of this nation and as, you know, a person having the mandate of corruption to tell you, you have no mandate on the pulpit. Any man who has made babies with more than one woman whilst you are still in this, you are already disqualified. You are on your way to hell. Number two, when a preacher stands in the pulpit to divorce a woman, that is disrespect to the Holy Spirit and to womanhood. You will go back to family and go and present oneself. Because these imposters, charlatans who are wearing wolves, hat of wolves. Yes, so I'm about to be one of them. I see a Juman Amotu, a man, Munamudi, Munyanya, Wopia, into me, and Cardia, where some catch us and Quasia, Sofua, Wagana, and Quasia, and sorry, and Swagana. And the point is, the reason why we cannot rebuke them is because our laws and the people that manage do not have the moral right whatsoever to rebuke anybody, because they are also in that madness, also. And then therefore, you know, when the blind leads the blind, they all fall into a ditch. The day who are sorry more, na sofuno it me boy jamai faso for my minichi, and boldly tell you that I'm telling you the word of God, you are in the lion's den. And church money bit me the work or say. Yeah. And I am talking to you about the dogs. Dogs of Ghana. There are dogs. And church papa say, Nyabia won't be to me, I can be a chilling member. I see a German one, Womugusu, yeah. Womudia, yes, he can dear a German. And they see the people of God as prayed when they are praying on God's people. Me Bahasa, me be Penquaji, Mamma, me be Jimmy, Epke, German, and some funnies and wuna. I will not come here. The last person I'm a person, and then the boy German is somebody in this collar. Mim person me, a benam me so, me hintidiano. Ebeba, some in the soft bed, and come in the bottom knee bed. Some do obia, Yami Asran of the reform. Come back up, pebble them. Then, when I am on my way to hell, then I know I have sinned against God and I am on my way to hell. But Obia, Obos Adia Way, Yemfejimi, Adia Way, Yemfejimi, Yemfejimi, We Yemfejimi, Adia Bia, Adia Bomi, Adia Bia, I can never do. Adia Bia, Anwa, I can never do. Mint to me, first come, I said, you could send to go. Abra di ewe bomi. Tie di amekano. And I'm telling you, God will judge the church. If God does not judge the church, Sodom and Gomorrah deserves an apology. They deserve an apology. Because And also you think it is never right. Anybody who gives birth without a husband is a sin. It's a sin. It's a sin. We call it adultery. Fornication. Sin! The church can't talk about it. Because So look at these lovely young ladies sitting here. They came to church to love God. God is reading his church. You call these pastors? You call these preachers? Wenom has made people to malign the work of Wenom. And how many packers at here would have did it? I see a full way saying it. And any packers at here would have did it. Yeah. Let me put waiting and sat tall. So the angel never. I see a uniform way. They have no shame, they have no regret, they have no fear of God. And the people who are new babies in Christ, they feel it's normal. It's not normal. I am here to set the record straight. Come on, somebody. Bloodshed. Bloodshed on the altar. There are people that have gone into rituals. And their rituals is to commit adultery. The more umunya semono, the more umudini yekesiye. But a dia unim. And they say, winyamia timweshe. I'm telling you. Me, I saw a lot of people. I saw people going down. I've seen people going down. They drove cars. They drove stuff. But they are down. And we are going to tam. We beka form am yati utru mu binya tetie di ani ashu. And we are going to tam. And then people will know. Say, I'm afraid I'm going to be And this is why we don't see the glory of God. Man of God, the total core of this problem is because Christ is not preached. We come to church and we want the preachers to tell us we are going to America. Tell us we will get double portion. Tell us we will get double whatever. Tell us! So our gospel have turned into materialistic gospel. If you don't have a car, you are not blessed. If you don't have a house, you are not blessed. If you don't have the... This is why now, you know, even when we come to church and we are dancing, we want money to be thrown on us. Rituals have come to church. Rituals. Did we come to celebrate a man or worship a man? This is why we have turned so many men and women of God into demigods. And we worship them. Papa, 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 papa. Papa! Everything is about Papa. What kind of human worship is that? What kind of human worship is that? Why can't we come to the place of giving glory to God? And for all of us to know that we are not, all of us, including every man, is a mortal. One day, we'll be in a big reality at the Ashawa Kuzia. Humble! You are a human being. It is only the grace of God. It is only the grace of God. There are people who stood in this country and spoke very rudely with pride. It doesn't take long and people are down. People are down. Recently, I saw one lovely person. Shut up and begin to learn to give glory to God. The moment Nebuchadnezzar said, "It is my strength that I build Babylonia," God said, "You are an animal. We are poor. We are poor. We are poor. Mechido baby, I'm what? We are poor. We are abe oa. We are poor. Abua. We are abua." We are poor. We are poor. Seven days, seven years, seven weeks, seven months, seven weeks, seven days, seven hours, seven minutes, seven seconds. God showed Nebuchadnezzar, we are poor. Kolo. Kolo, jiba, poor funu. People see little miracles and they can boldly say, "Nekaso onye se na se yes se masau ya de." Usawan ya de. Do you have the virtue? Wasawan ya de. Me dey mistake a man so on fantano dey tare ho nunya nonsense. Stop it. Wo ya de anwa go hun specialist. Wonder my bodyguards dey wetch. Amena stick an mo ho ba. When coronavirus came, then we realized our madness was so limited that we are only who we are by the grace of God. And we have to learn to give glory to God. Utimi kasa, utimi bo wensem, utimi sere, utimi chonso, utimi da. God has been good to you. It is the grace of God that lives in you to both to will and to do his good pleasure. It is not your works. It is not your virtue. It cannot be by your strength. If you wake up and everything is functioning normally, God has been merciful to you. What kind of nonsense is that? And this is why these evil teachings are corrupting the word of God. That is why we have produced lazy Christians.
Papa hua papa be bom paye. Papa be mama kwanchire. Papa mi kumi kuru mushe kwe mu mame. Everything have become papa. So ye yin amia sinche. So where is the teachings of the Christ? Where is the precepts of the Christ? Where is the counsel, the immutable counsel of God? This is why the Christians don't even know the scriptures. They don't know the word of God. This is why they live anyhow. And their conscience does not speak to them anymore. Sometimes I ask myself, you know, and the other day, Paul the apostle was speaking, was saying, knowing the terror of God, we persuade all men. And repent and align and come back to your first love, and God will restore you with the joy of his salvation, and you renew a right spirit within you. This morning he is at the door of your heart and he is knocking. If anybody will allow him, he will come in and dine with you. I'm talking to the wise only. I'm speaking to the wise only. Preaching wage by human granity. I'm telling the wise. We'll be about the first Christ who used to be in the crowd and cry, oh, Pastor, the Papa. Pastor, the Papa, what is it? As the word comes to you, it cleanses you. Apart from the cleansing, the power of God is better in you. You are able to stand and declare as a child of God, I am who I am by the grace of God. I'm the first and not the last. I'm the above. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the top and not the bottom. You can be able to declare boldly by yourself without papa. Stop that nonsense. Where is Jesus in all that? Where is Jesus in all that? Where is the Son of God in all that which you said? Where is Christ in all that? Where is Christ? See, you know, let me Gina, hey, let me try my picture and my frame, and I'm a tongue at the amamo, one for my bumble, one more damn, you know, maybe I didn't know I'm here, papa picture, no, now papa frame me, name one of whose I had to say, and some one, papa picture, no, here, papa picture, no, papa, so give me your picture. This is why we don't read our Bibles. We can't pray. There are Christians here who cannot even pray for 1 hour. What she has said? You can be on social media for 4 hours, but you cannot pray for only 30 minutes. But say, what she has said? What she has said? Come back to your first love. Upa ama Christo mra dem ha se si anon ka se. Obi anko to quotation 2020. Na ye anko heaven. Mumu fa. Madru hell hoder. Ko obi on mo awote a quotation 3 kura wonim. Barin kwasi anwom ayebo Ghana he na wonim. Omo egu social media konkwasi antokwa na wonim ntokwa na sinna. Look at the way this young Samuel was killed at the West Hills Mall. For nothing! I'm a stereotype. I don't want to do that. You can't use just one or two officers. Be to all the officers and the nice officers that are working in the Ghana Police Service. I don't want to do that. But when you have bad nuts, when you have Nkwasiafo, in uniforms, when you have Nkwasiafo in collar, when you have Nkwasiafo in the pulpit, when you have Nkwasiafo, when you have them as your husband, obebre bruta. Owari Jimifo abebre. I'm telling you, obebre serious. Owari Jimifo na radio. Try. Owari Jimifo ba na radio. They say obebre shakshali ni kambu. Wari Jimmy for ba with the kaba any jeans trousers baby sorry na nim se wo she kaba wari Jimmy for na radio. We have seen professional officers during demonstrations, instead of using force,
they use love. I remember when George Floyd was killed in America, the police officers were there to ensure law and order. When they saw the demonstrators coming, they knelt down. All the officers knelt down. And they said, please, enough evil has been made. We don't want any more bloodshed. Please go home. We are begging you, go home. My heart bleeds for the family of that young boy who died at the West Hills Mall. When George Floyd died, the government of Ghana rented a venue and placed George Floyd's picture there and brought decorators. The decorators dripped the whole place red and black. Rest in peace, George Floyd. But the government of Ghana has never met George Floyd. People die like the Takoradi girls, and they don't even have a memorial service. I want to ask the same government of Ghana, have you heard of the death of Samuel? Which officers and security men use teasers on him? Teaser has an effect of electric power. If electric power shocks me sustained for 1 minute, I will be dead. And somebody is shocking his brother for more than 1 minute. Shocking! Let's say that Samia was a criminal. For example, he is a criminal. Is that the way you treat criminal? That is the way you treat criminal. Dr. Dampari, you see, it becomes difficult. Most of the people who visit you, most of them visit you for notoriety, taking pictures. It's unfortunate that I can't visit you. Where I sit, it doesn't give me room to visit people like that. So that if there is anything, I can boldly address it. So visiting people like the president will not be my pleasure. I don't like it. I never pray for it. I will turn it down any day. Jubilee House is not a place I want to go. I don't want audience with the president of Ghana. The reason is because if the Lord gives me a word, I can strongly present it. So that I cannot take side. It will come really to you. It becomes difficult, Doc. When some officers treat people like this, it becomes difficult when you are walking on the street and an officer stops you. It becomes difficult to comply. Because some of these deaths, including Emmanuel Osei's death, which Pablo and the rest were involved, who were in uniform, it becomes difficult to restore confidence in the police service. It becomes difficult. So, this death should not be taken for granted.
Yes, sir.
What was the crime of the boy? Was he selling cocaine, heroin, or human parts? Justice is what I call for. If justice fail, just like justice have failed so many names in this country, I'm telling you, the vengeance of God will take over. You can't stand that one. You can't stand that one. You may not be able to stand that one. The same way that this young man's blood is crying out is the same way Ahmed Swale's blood is crying. Fenek Ochi's blood is crying. Same way JB Dankwa Edu's blood is crying. Captain Muhammad's blood will never rest until vengeance is done. I'm telling you. The replication will go to your children, to your children's children, to your children's children's children. Let me tell you today, the people that shot the judges and the generals, you will never rest until God is done with you. I'm telling you, never rest until the Lord is done with you. Atencia. Abra atentineo. Atencia. Atencia. Wickedness, cruelty. There are people dying in Kolibu because they don't have money to pay for. And Kolibu will never prioritize a life. Never prioritize a life over money. They will never do it. You would die. You would die because of useless instructions. Sing hymn 349. Nonsense. Nonsense. From him can kind question. That is not godliness. Godliness is where a woman is submissive to her husband and the husband loves his wife. Godliness. God will judge you. God, he will judge you. When you people attack one casa, you will feel a demo. No, you will know that the Lord is stretching you. Chorus Abre GBC, Omo Bonumo Nankanya Mesemse, Omaya Eira. Open the station. In your mini panel, and fair with Adiasum, don't thank us and Jerome. Sabri, a bonum. God for Shiane, she reborn in a dozen. Cause she nan will be a chowbiti. This is going on, and they won't reach one morning. As over 10 hours, sorry, them, we don't talk nonsense. This is the time to preach Christ. Yeah, the love of God, the judgment of God. We should be able to preach the gospel to you for you to know that bebrebe na ebedru bebi would be top. Unfanko bebi. Usi so senya bebrasa. I'm telling you. And Yesi so anyanga. Where are the pharaohs? Michael Jackson, way. Huh? We should be able to be asking, you know, real questions. The day I saw. You know, when they mentioned that Professor Mills have died, they were looking for a vehicle to convey him, they couldn't get. Same as PV Obeying. One of the people we are praying for, interceding for the Lord to heal, is Alhaji Asuma Banda. Look at the way people are ridiculing the man. Is this the way you treat somebody who have been able to help a nation? Huh? I'm talking to the wise one. From until order. Especially for those people from honorable, I'm a call friend of Kraomfa. Honorable, who are Bedu? Who are Bedu? Nejuna Baha. I drew Naba. Now, somewhere, stand to your feet.
Stand to your feet.
Let's pray.
Rebuke them. Straighten them. The word of God rebukes. It corrects. It reproves. It instructs. The word of God does that. The word of God, when you are going into the ditch, it is a staff and a rod. It takes you back in line. The word of God. And then the that is nonsense. Put it aside. We didn't come here for some ngomo. We came here to be instructed. We came to receive our marching orders. Lady was telling me a story. There's a young man who lives in Italy. He sells shoes. He's an online member. He you know, just ask our sizes. Brought me suitcase full of shoes, different kinds of shoes. So I gave them off some as gifts. He brings containers. He has shops. He sells shoes. So, you know, he doesn't have a job to do. Let me help him. And then opens the business and put him there. So he brings the containers. This guy, you know, go and clears the containers and he's selling. Lady was telling me the gentleman called a few days ago and said, gentleman, Nisika, where do you know? I tell her 2 million Ghana cedis. But to me, she only did 2 million. Just like African leaders, Africa. July. People steal goats and phones and are in prison for 8 years. And the real thieves, Juloye Dienche, are in suits. And we gladly call them honorable. Juloy. Me see, so we say, me ni proof. Nyame be ma o proof. A proof. God will give you proof. I'm telling you. Put your right hand on your heart. Lay down. Can you stretch your hands on Ghana's flag that is on the altar of God? And I want us to pray according to Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible makes a solid reiteration. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. He said, be zealous therefore and repent. I repent for this nation. I stand here and I make intercession. Please pray for Ghana. Remember to pray for our economy. Pray for my president. Pray for yourself. In our land, rend our hearts. I pray in the name of Jesus, save us from evil. In the precious name of Jesus. I bless you because you have begun a good work. Seriously, thoroughly, and absolutely, you will also accomplish. I'm asking you for mercy, for innocent blood. Mercy. Show us mercy. Innocent blood, like that of Marcus, Sogakope, Makofori, Takurade. Show us your mercy. Show us your mercy. The name of Jesus. May I ask you to put your two hands on your heart and tell the Lord, heal my heart. Rebuke me. Put me in line. Yeah, rebuke me and put me in line. Correct me. The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, I said, Tear me. You are tear me. Rebuke me. Correct me. Correct our heart. Correct our lives. Correct our hearts. Our minds. Our conscience. Rebuke and correct us. Rebuke and correct. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse number 24. Put it on the screen whilst I close. Jeremiah 10:24. He said, O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in your anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. In my language, the Bible said, Everybody, tear me. Tear me. Nancy, you said, you're fat uncle. And you were buffoo, so now I'm near me. Tia me! Honam we near my honam we per se, you know. One tia me. Matarashia. This is why we remove people. One of our young men, you know, is in a situation of adultery, kind of. I quickly remove him. So, you know, I bring him to the two of us. And this is why. You don't deserve to, you know, be on the altar serving anywhere. Sit down and go and learn. Let the Lord correct you. Do it. This morning I came here. We were in worship and a pastor in clerical collar is on game playing football. I sharply rebuke him as I'm going to speak to you. The person is on the way to suspension. We don't joke. Yeah, was on the game on national anthem. Now, when you meet here, software, we are a damn near Fibian, you are a draw. Oh, my, I'm here. No, Ben, no, okay. Sometimes people feel they are gifted. Fanny we would have your bones and Gwee Jimmy, for example, and can you be giants and go? My young auntie, mum. Rather than entertaining our souls. Look at the level of entertainment in the house of God. When you're entertaining, grow for. So, sir.
I know preachers who don't take care of their own children.
Shocking!
I'm standing here paying the school fees of people who are not dead.
They are here
in Accra who have refused to take care of their own children. And they are on platform receiving applause. And I am here paying their children's school fees. Now we'll be a Bible can't. I won't listen. And Kwajianya Didia Guru. Jesus died a very painful death. And the Christians are here joking. I mean, see, church entertainment. This is why I dissolve groups. When you say, I would dissolve you immediately.
Don't bring madness to the house of God. Don't sow seeds. The reason why God told Joshua, kill Achan and all his family, so that that seed will not recur. Shiomase. Shiomase.
Fasebia. Anyum tofue dinse. Me guam. Yeba ya ebe toyenu. I'm serious. The pejanum says here, and you and I are too bad because we is here. And help us to one way. That's where you.
Let them learn that God deserves the best. He deserves the best. He deserves the best.
The Lord bless you for joining us online, on radio, on television. Thank you very much. This is Alabaster International Ministry. I brought you this live broadcast service. It was sponsored by Cash Properties. We appreciate your support for the W3 and the F5. Thank you so very much. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. One more time, thank you. God bless you for everybody that participated in 2023 Run Refill Unction Now. My God, I tell Dede, Run, as I am too short, the 2 days in I am economist, as me be Biaida, or so be Biaida, all right. I just miss all those evenings of prayer and receiving the ministrations of all these great men and women of God. But we will go back to the tapes. We will go back to the messages. And we will keep the fire burning. Say a good amen. This Tuesday Bible study resumes. Forest and Bible Kiss here. We are preparing to have our also fasting and prayer. All the branches are also having run. So we call it Run for the Branches. Run 2023, starting from tomorrow up to next Sunday. And so in any of our branches close by you, come fellowship with us. The Lord will bless you. 6 p.m. nightly, and the grace of God will be your portion. You don't know Christ as Savior. Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, I accept you to be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for your grace for all these lovely people in the name of Jesus. I pray for the nation. I pray for my president. I pray for the people of Ghana. I pray for businesses. I pray for patients in hospitals and sick people in places. I pray for the prisoner. In all the prisons and police cells, you are the God of transformation. Transform the hearts of wicked people in the name of Jesus the Christ. I give you thanks that you have begun a good work. You will also accomplish in the name of Jesus. Let this week be a week of encounters, signs and wonders. I declare that no evil will touch your people. In Jesus' precious name, amen. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. You can join us for our offerings, 024-980-9911. I'll catch you in the next service. The Lord bless you. Have a good morning. One of the reasons why we cannot preach truth, the pulpit is there, We have, you know, gotten some very mighty people who could stand in the gap for the Lord and represent the Lord Jesus and speak the mind of God to the parishioners. Stand in the pulpit and not do just the work of a pulpiteer, but as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, as a voice like John the Baptist, crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord, making his path straight. We will be careful not to preach ourselves or to preach materialism or to preach urbanization or to preach civilization or to preach, you know, some kind of inebriate theorems via whatsoever, but to stand in the name of the Lord and bring the mind of God and the intentions of God, that the person that is born again will be careful, yeah, you know, to maintain good works and to grow in the grace of God, filled with the Holy Spirit and addicted to the word and the liturgy of God's word. They will be careful to watch and you know, pray, and also to be an example to the believers. They will be an ambassador, a portrait of Christ in faith, in works, also in character, in attitude, in speech, in dressing. Their godliness will be a portrait. They will not just come to church because it's Sunday, but they will see the need for a renewal. They come here to fill their tank and go back and do works, greater works unto God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I stand here as an ambassador of God, and I'm telling the church, come back to your first love. Come back. Monsandra Mukanidoneho.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.